Michigan is on its way to adopting the toughest lead in water regulations in the nation. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's been nearly 4 years since Flint switched its drinking water source, leading to the Flint water crisis. As part of the state's response, regulators want to strengthen the rules for lead in drinking water. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports there's a public hearing on the revisions this week.
Regulators want to lower the level of lead that's considered acceptable in drinking water. And they want cities to test for lead in water every year instead of once every 3 years. But the most controversial change is cities would have to replace all of the old lead pipes that bring drinking water into people's homes, even if lead levels aren't high, even if pipes are on private property, and the water system would have to offer to pay for it. Chuck Hersey is working on this issue on behalf of Oakland County. Hersey says cities shouldn't have to immediately replace pipes unless they've caused lead exposure.
You got to be surgical about the approach because from one property to the next, the issues are different. So having one rule that sort of cuts across everything may sound good, but it's a bit oversimplistic.
But many scientists and health experts say getting rid of all lead water pipes is important. Chris Kolb is president of the Michigan Environmental Council. He reiterates this point. No amount of lead in water is safe.
These regulations and rules provide a framework and a very reasonable time frame to allow communities to plan to get their lead service lines out of the ground.
If you can't make the public hearing Thursday night in Lansing, you can send written comments through March 7th. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
Lara Molman helped with the reporting of this story. This is the Environment Report. Last month, the state of Michigan declared Flint's water quality restored. To get to this point, it's taken, among other things, tens of thousands of water tests. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond took all of those test results and put them on one big graph, and she's here to talk about it. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Rebecca.
So why did you want to do this?
Well, there's just so much data. Since the crisis, Flint's drinking water system has been one of the most closely monitored in the country. The scale of the testing is enormous, and I wanted to try to visualize it all in one place. To humanize this, every data point represents somebody sending off a little bottle of their water and having to wait to hear back whether or not it's safe. I think it's a good way to remind people of what the city went through and also to show the progress that's been made.
What can you say about the scale of the testing?
So, since September 2015, more than 30,000 water samples have been taken from homes in Flint. As you can imagine, most of the data comes from the first half of 2016, just after the crisis became national news. Testing has slowed down significantly since then, but it's still going. More than 350 samples have been tested this year so far.
What interested you as you looked at the numbers?
Well, the sheer ridiculous amount of lead in some of the samples. Dozens, measuring at more than 1,000 parts per billion. The highest was almost 23,000 in April of 2016. Remember, there's no safe level of lead, but compare these numbers to the federal standard of 15 parts per billion. Those very high numbers are absolutely outliers, less than 1% of all the samples collected, but it's still shocking.
From a regulatory standpoint, what do the numbers tell us?
So the DEQ is looking at the 90th percentile. That's the lead level that 90% of samples test below for a given time period. The samples used to calculate this come from the highest risk homes. 2 years ago, the 90th percentile was 20 parts per billion, so it was above the federal standard. By the end of last year, it came in at 6 parts per billion, and it's been below the federal standard for 18 months now. So when you hear the state saying Flint's water quality has been restored, that's what they mean.
All right. Thank you, Kay.
You're welcome, Rebecca.
You can take a look at Kay's graph at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.